This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Pay special attention to James Comey. He's the best example we've seen in a long time of someone who is a treasonous traitor, a felon, a criminal. Well, he's engaged in felony crimes. He's not yet convicted as a felon, but maybe. He is entirely dishonest. He's a weasel. He lies. He leaks. And yet, he believes that he himself is the most upstanding, the highest ethically aligned person in society. He talks about himself as if he's a saint. And he claims that everything that he has done was for all the right reasons, for the benefit of society, and not any form of self-aggrandizement, for example. But he's delusional. What he calls a leak, the rest of the world calls a felony. Anything that he does that he is a crime, he claims that it's not. That he claims that he did it for all the right reasons. He claims that, oh, the FBI authorized making classified information public. Well, he ran the FBI. Now, he claims that his official notes of official meetings between the FBI and President Trump, he claims that those are his own personal diary memos and thus not subject to any laws whatsoever. I mean, it's absurd. He's making up his own fictional version of reality in which he's the star. He's the Christ character. He's the saint. And anyone who disagrees with him, he says is unethical. This guy's insane. But he's very, very good at weaving this tapestry of his own innocence while condemning anyone who dares disagree with him. And in doing this, he's the perfect example of what the left has become today. A delusional group of utterly, utterly disconnected individuals who have no connection with reality, no sense of what is the law, no willingness to abide by any law, and yet they insist that they alone have a monopoly on what is right, and anyone who disagrees with them needs to be prosecuted. I got to tell you, this is the mindset of genocidal regimes. This is the mindset of Joseph Stalin. You know, this is the mindset of Adolf Hitler, frankly. You know, Hitler thought, and he told himself that he was creating a utopian society, a just society. He was going to move humanity forward for the next 1,000 years. Everything that he did, the genocide, the mass murder, the wars, the occupation of enemy countries, the stealing of resources, he told himself, Hitler did, that he was doing it for the betterment of mankind. And he used the same kind of justification logic that you hear spilling out of the mouth of James Comey today. It's extraordinary. By the way, we have a website called jamescomey.news. So obviously, go there if you want to see more news about James Comey, jamescomey.news. But I know it's sometimes it's considered a cheap shot to compare people to Hitler. It's like Hitler always comes up in every conversation. But in this case, I'm doing a linguistic or logic analysis, and it's very valid. Evil people always tell the world that they themselves are doing good. Well, nearly always, and definitely in this case. James Comey is an evil, deluded, dangerous person who has abused the power of government, who has committed acts of treason, who has violated numerous federal laws and openly admits to doing so, and yet claims that he is in the right, that he's done nothing wrong. Do you realize that if any other normal person had committed anything even close to these crimes, they would be indicted by the FBI? Well, I mean, recommended for indictment by the FBI, technically indicted by the DOJ, and they would be held to trial and sent to prison for a fraction of what James Comey has done. And yet James Comey believes that he himself is immune from prosecution because he has acted in the interests of America, he says, that he tells himself, and that he's some kind of a saint because He doesn't even think he violated any laws. And he selectively forgets all the facts that he doesn't want to remember. When Bret Baier asks him about Hillary Clinton and the funding, how Clinton funded the Christopher Steele dossier, the fictional, quote, intelligence document that was used to obtain a FISA warrant against Trump, James Comey replies and says, well, I don't know for a fact that Hillary Clinton funded that. So Comey weaves these tall tales. He goes on the media and lays out this fictional conjecture where he says in one interview that I don't know whether I can say that the president of the United States didn't sleep with hookers who urinated on the bed. And he'll throw that stuff out there as a possibility. But then when the evidence is incontrovertible that the Hillary Clinton Foundation or the campaign helped fund the Christopher Steele dossier, James Comey will say, oh, I don't know whether that's true or not. He selectively acknowledges or selectively remembers different facts. That's what he does. And in doing so, he is wildly dishonest and he is wildly criminal by any reasonable definition of law. The only question is, will he face his day in court? Will he be indicted? I sure hope so. I've called for it for many, many months. James Comey needs to go to prison. He is a traitor to the United States of America, and he has violated the laws of the land, and he openly admits to violating them, but claims that he shouldn't be subjected to them. James Comey is one of the worst examples of how the deep state functions and how they tell themselves that they are above the law. Watch for more news. Read more at jamescomey.news. Thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, healthrangerreport.com. And also check out my new video podcast show, counterthink.com. New episodes being posted now and probably daily from here forward. Thanks for watching.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.